Students in Heron High School learn Latin and they're expected to attend college after graduation, and nearly all do. The school also embraces students who likely wouldn't fit in elsewhere, says the principal Janet McNeil. That combination has made the campus near 16th and Meridian very popular among students and their families. It's also maxed out the enrollment at 750 students in grades 9 to 12, but more want to attend.
We are looking at a 320-person wait list right here in May. If it's that way today, I think it's probably going to hit 400. I know that some schools talk about that's great, that shows that people are interested in what they're doing. I also see that it's really sad, because that's that many students that we cannot serve.
Next month, McNeil will ask the city's charter school board to approve a second Heron campus within the Indianapolis Public School District. The new school would be similar to the original Heron High, with the same emphasis on the classical curriculum, but have a smaller enrollment.
We aren't going to compromise our current campus, but we feel that we have built a significant bench that we can take some of those teacher leaders and staff leaders to a new school and feel that we can replicate that.
For the past 4 years, Heron has been rated an A in the state's A to F accountability system. U.S. News and World Report also just ranked it as the number 2 high school in Indiana. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.